BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes a fantastic and very wet innuendo bingo with Matt Edmondson, another game of library tennis for bored students who are revising, and Greg James on Real or No Real. Good afternoon, this is Scott on Radio 1. Hope you're okay. Nice to appear on Grimmy's show this morning. Had a little bit of chat with him.
Yeah, I was in the shower listening to you.
Oh, are you? Cool.
Yeah.
It's good to imagine where people are listening sometimes. But yeah, we talked about massive shows that we've got tomorrow and all next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Loads of guests still to be announced. Tomorrow on the show, When You Wake Up, Little Mix, and Michael McIntyre live in the studio. And then on Monday from 8 a.m, we announce the full lineup for the main stages at Radio 1's big weekend in Exeter. That is happening Monday morning, 8 o'clock. And we're on for breakfast the next 2 weeks.
I'm so excited for tomorrow morning. Like, I'm really excited to kind of get cracking with it.
It'll be good. Yeah, definitely.
It'll be a right laugh.
Also, you know, we talked about your doctor yesterday when you laughed in his face when he told you what his doctor name was.
I nearly just said his name just then.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, I've been told I'm not. I can't.
No, don't. But there's loads of other people on, including Laura. Just Laura, that's what I'm going to call you. In my job, I work at a hospital and happened to yesterday see, after what you were talking about, that... one of the doctors there is Dr. Kit Kat, so shout out to Dr. Kit Kat. She swears that's true.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, I've seen this amazing tweet from someone called B, right, who wants to tell us about how we're making her job really, really hard right now.
That's not the idea. You're supposed to enjoy this at work.
Yeah, I don't think that's the problem. I think she enjoys it, but I think that's the problem. Do you want to speak to her?
Yeah.
She's on the phone right now.
Hello, B.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Where are you then?
I'm in Stirling in Bridge of Allen, up in Scotland.
And what's your job?
I am a glassblower.
Hot job.
I bet when you tell people you're a glassblower, they're like, yes.
Definitely yes.
Yeah. How are we making your job more difficult, please?
Well, I was catching up on the podcast because unfortunately missed it yesterday, and... it was particularly the bumbleia section, and basically I was in the middle of blowing two jugs and making decanters out of them, and I just absolutely collapsed laughing and just couldn't control the glass at all.
Oh no. So we're making you laugh, which means you can't blow properly.
Well, I mean, have you ever tried to blow whilst you're laughing? It's quite hard.
I haven't.
You haven't? You haven't listened to the podcast when you're, say, blowing glass yourself?
No. No, B asked me if I'd ever laughed when blowing, and the answer is no.
No?
You sure?
I think so, yeah. Well, so does it mess up your jugs then, if you laugh?
Well, the idea of glass is that you have to keep it at an even heat, constantly turning, quite manageable. But as soon as you even stop for a second, the gravity does push it out of whack. So then you just end up with wonky jugs, and you just don't want that.
You do not. And are you overblowing sometimes?
Oh, well, if you do overblow it, it just tends to pop and go everywhere.
Right.
And how is this affecting you business-wise? If your jugs are on the wonk, are you losing significant money?
Well, you just got to stop and try again. You do waste the material, though, and you don't want to lose that material sometimes.
Don't try and sue me.
What do you mean? Well, I won't, because...
For loss of business.
So.
It's your fault. You listened in the first place.
I'm just going to have to try harder, really, aren't I?
So do you normally listen live or do you get a podcast?
It's a bit of both. It's a case of, to be fair, if I do really have to concentrate on something, I will just wait for the podcast, just to be safe.
Well, I appreciate that you listen. And, I mean, I never, when we sit in this room every day and we do this, you just don't think that in Stirling, or anywhere actually, there are glass blowers listening.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's insane.
Because you think of certain jobs, we often get messages from people that are, say, working on a site somewhere. There's
offices.
People doing a lot of outdoor jobs. There's a lot of people in offices. Obviously, people at schools, you know, sort of secretly listening. But wonderful image conjures up of you there just...
blowing away.
Well, it's just such a beautiful craft to watch as well.
Totally.
I'm so impressed by your phone call.
Do you know what? I saw someone like you on the Isle of Wight, actually. You know, near the chairlift. They do it there as well.
They do it there.
Another well, bit where you can get the different coloured sands.
Yes. They do do it there.
They do it there. And it's wonderful to watch.
Around. We do get around. I must admit, glassblowers do get around.
Yeah.
B, I'm just looking at what we've got in the show today. Matt Edmondson, Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Maybe don't be blowing when that's on, because that's going to make you laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's always a bit of a tricky one. Like, do I avoid it or do I just risk it?
I wouldn't risk that today. And also, after three, did you hear that thing we did the other day for students in libraries?
Oh, yes, definitely.
The library tennis.
Yeah.
That's on at 3:10, so you might want to avoid that too.
Yeah, take a breath then.
Get some breath back and just breathe at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've got a certified hot job. Good to speak to you.
Brilliant, thank you. Great to see you.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And here's Matt Edmondson. Hello.
Hello.
So, from tomorrow and then for the next 2 weeks, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and Matt is doing this show in the afternoon.
I keep forgetting tomorrow is one of those days.
It is.
I've got the 2 weeks in my head, but tomorrow's a bit of a surprise.
It's just a random Friday while Grimmy gets that finger of his seen to.
Okay, fine. Finger Friday.
He's having the...
in fact, let's call it that.
Finger Friday.
The metal is coming off tomorrow. So we're on breakfast on Finger Friday and you're on 1 till 4.
Yeah,
that's going to clash with New Music Friday, actually.
Oh, yeah, there's too many Fridays, too many Fridays. Mm. All right, we'll bin off Finger Friday for now.
Finger Thursday?
Nah. Yeah. Doesn't work.
Actually, I think
Thumb Thursday,
I think
perfect.
Having the operation today, operation fans, and then tomorrow recovering, and then going on holiday. Anyway, for the next 2 weeks, we switch around. So it's us in the morning and Matt in the afternoon. He's got another new game.
Have you?
I've got a new game, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
I've just played it in the office, just trying it out in the office. It's all right, you know. It's all right.
I feel like, Matt, you come up with a new game at least once a week.
Well, I do have lots of ideas for games. And I think next week we might, because there's so many of them now, we might do a wheel of games that randomly generates a different game every day. So, Stark, if you're around, you want to drop in? Mills, if you're around, you want to drop in the afternoon?
Yeah, totally.
Just come in, spin the wheel, and just play one of the games.
I mean, do you not worry you're running out of games?
Well, this is the thing, right? I always think, oh, maybe this is the last one. And then the next day, I think of another.
Or do you punish yourself if you can't think of a game? Do you just not sleep?
No, I don't have a game creation rotor. I just happen to think of a lot of games.
That would put a lot of pressure on yourself, I think.
It would, wouldn't it?
He needs one a week. He's been told. One game a week. It's a deal that's been signed.
And also, on Monday morning, we will be telling you who is on at Radio 1's Big Weekend at Exeter this year from 8 a.m. And this weekend, you can win tickets to Big Weekend on Radio 1 from 8 a.m. with Dev and then Matt and all the way through the day. 8 a.m. from Saturday, win tickets to Big Weekend. I'll have the lineup for you Monday, 8 a.m. It's always good when Matt plays Innuendo Bingo because he does like to get involved. Another game he loves to be involved with.
Yes, but don't steal.
What? Come on, we've buried this.
I'm not saying anything.
Chris, I wasn't the one who stole it.
Anyway.
You were.
The good thing about this game is it's very clearly not yours.
You guys.
But you are a guest today, so welcome.
Thanks, Chris. So, you've soured the atmosphere now.
Yeah. Iggy Azalea with Team will get you in position. We'll play bingo next. You can watch it online. The Scott Mills Daily. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
After a triumphant return last week when it was on every single day, we're back to Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1:45. Zoe Ball, very good on Tuesday, and I know this is going to be a good one today with Matt Edmondson. Get involved on the Radio 1 website. It's good when you listen to it, it's better when you watch. Get it on your phone even, or tablet, and just have a little break maybe from work or from revision. Let's get wet, boys.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about this. Can I say I'm really happy it's back? Really
are you?
Both as a player and as a fan. Like, aww. I've enjoyed watching them, but I love being
You're
here.
You're genuinely happy to be here.
I'm genuinely happy to be here,
because sometimes people say that. You see it at speeches and things like that, and they don't want to be
They've just written it because it's what you say.
Yeah.
I genuinely am happy to be here.
Although I know you like this game.
People use the word genuinely as it makes you feel like they mean it, right?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell does that all the time. He's like, genuinely think you're amazing. And then he never mentions you ever again.
Also, I like it how comfortable we all are with getting undressed in front of each other now. I was having a little chat there with Matt, and he was just taking his trousers off. He was in his boxers, yeah. But no one, neither of us mentioned it.
No,
it's so normal now.
You're so right. I was taking my trousers off, changing room vibes. You were taking your trousers off, Scott, and we all feel like we can just do that together.
I feel very comfortable dropping trousers.
I easily could drop trousers in front of either of you and not feel ashamed.
Good. Yeah.
All right, we're all friends here. Okay, so let's take some water, please.
Can I just say I'm slightly concerned because you won't be able to see this on the internet now. But Chris, you've got a massive groin rip on your on those jeans.
Have I?
Oh, not another one.
I have.
You've got a right old hole there.
Not so another one.
That's skin.
Right, yeah. I can see.
Yeah.
Oh. It's peeking out at me.
Okay, so let's take some water, please. A little bit of thigh there. Chloe can't wait for this. It's ideal revision break time for her. Mm-hmm. Jed is on as well, saying he's watching. Let us know if you are. Okay, so...
Sorry, Chris is now staring at his own groin.
All right, don't do that.
Don't finger the hole. That's going to make it worse.
Just stare at each other. First, we're going to BBC 5 Live, and it's PSG versus Man City. Water, got it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about football, as you know, but... Sounds to me like the French team maybe need to get out a little bit more.
They pressed on him. And Paris, as I said before the show, Mark, Paris don't get many teams who'll come in your face high up the field.
Oh, it's a strong start.
It's gone through the hole.
PSG on the attack there. Thank you to Paul and Matthew for sending that one in. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
Paris don't get many teams who'll come in your face high up the field.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, that was like a that was bullseye right there.
Yeah,
now.
That was horrible. It's, I can feel it going down.
Hello, Joe, who's listening to Innie the Bingo to get me through this essay, he says. Watch it online. Go on your phone now, Radio 1 website. Next, we're going to Channel 5's The Tube Going Underground. Matt just loves these shows, don't you? Now, even though it's very busy on The Tube in London, nobody really talks to each other, do they? And people are fairly reserved. Which is why I was surprised to hear that this had happened.
Usually, in a situation like this, get a few trains through, suck some of those people off of that platform.
Thank you to Jules the plumber for sending that one in. That's how they do the crowd control on the tube at busy times.
Get a few trains through, suck some of those people off of that platform.
And then just get them through to the other platform.
Mm, makes sense.
Okay, so you will need to reload a few times for this one, I think. Mm-hmm. It's the Hairy Bikers, one of our favourites from Tuesday. I've made this simple recipe so many times, but the bikers added an extra twist, which I'm going to try at home later.
Dave?
Yeah?
Why is smaller better than bigger?
Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a one. A big ball, it gets stuck. But they're just about perfect. When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
There we are. That's how you do delicious meatballs.
Oh, man. They're on a campaign to be on Innuendo Bingo, aren't they?
They are.
Oh. Oh, look at this.
Stuart in Glasgow says, so happy that Bingo's back. Alex in the Uni of Nottingham Library taking a break from dissertation. He's actually playing along with his water and getting a few weird looks. This is getting me through my essay, says Mel. Are you okay there, hon?
It's very wet.
When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
In a frying pan.
That happened.
Chris, you're so wet.
Oh.
Okay, this is going well today, I think.
Oh.
Let's have some more water as we head over to the home improvement show, The House Doctor, on Channel 5. Now, if you're ever thinking of going on this show, please beware, because The House Doctor notices absolutely everything that you've done in the room.
Finally, I have something to look at. This is a fabulous room.
Oh, you actually like this room, then?
You shot your entire wad in 1 year.
Oh. So what they've done there is they spent all their money on the one room. And as I said, she always notices.
You shot your entire wad in one room, huh?
Ha!
What show is that, Scott?
The House Doctor on Channel 5. Water, please. Over to Channel 4, and it's Bear Grylls Island. The islanders have been now stranded for 2 weeks. After a fortnight with no contact with the outside world, you really will try anything.
Have a taste?
Yeah, no, it's just meat and it's in my mouth and it's a lot of it, and that's amazing.
No? Too obvious for you? Too jazzy?
It's just meat and it's in my mouth and it's a lot of it, and that's amazing.
The islanders there. The islanders tucking into some much-anticipated shark meat. Oh, they loved it. Water, please. Matt Edmondson, Inua Domingo on Radio 1. And now we're going to Newsbeat on Radio 1. Now, ahead of the grand... What?
I'm sorry. Go
That's
on.
Fine.
It's the anticipation.
I know. On Newsbeat...
Who's it going to be?
Wow. Ahead of the Grand National, Simon Mundy... Simon, it's you. Ahead of the Grand National, Simon Mundy seems to know the horses... Oh, no.
Right.
OK, here we go. When it's the word Simon Mundy seems to know the horses, you know it's going to be great.
You just know they're all sat there as well, well serious, waiting on this one.
You can see them now. Hello. Hello, Debbie. Come on, then. We're not going to get through this.
Hello, Debbie.
Ahead of the Grand National.
Chris! This is silly. Come on. Right.
Come on.
Say the Simon Mundy bit, then I'll put water in my mouth.
Ahead of the Grand National.
Simon
Mundy seems to know the horses, water, in intimate detail.
Is that it? Is that all that's going to be?
That's it.
Now?
All right.
Okay.
It's not even going to be good after this.
So he's a proper classy horse. When he opens his legs and shows his class, basically, Spike, your jaw will hit the floor.
That's it.
Such a build-up.
After all that.
Such a build-up.
If you hadn't have stopped 8 million times, that would have been a lot better. Water,
sorry.
Please.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. A favourite now from Channel 4's Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners. Here's my tip for you. If you are looking around somebody else's house, even if you see something unpleasant, don't say it out loud.
Here's the bathroom, which I think is relatively clean.
You've got a hairy plug hole.
That's my daughter and her hair.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I had a hairy plug hole this week. I spoke about it on Rage yesterday.
Oh.
Awful. Right. There's people who lived in the house before I had to clean out their hairy plug hole.
Really?
It was like the size of a rat. What? It was awful.
Have you got a new house?
No, I moved about 6 months ago, but I don't clean that often.
Oh, sure. Okay, so you've only just noticed the hairy plug hole.
That was awful.
You've got a hairy plug hole.
That's my daughter and her hair.
One more.
Oh, no.
Chris, you're so soaked.
I think I can't remember being this wet in bingo.
No. And also, Matt, yeah, you're doing pretty well there.
This water from a river. There's sort of floating in it.
It's from the Thames.
Oh.
Can you imagine that in like 5 years time when you need it, when you need a reboot to make it even worse?
Yeah, in a new twist, the water's from the Thames.
I can see it happening. First yogurt, then that.
You've swallowed a fish.
Oh no, it's not a fish.
Yeah. And finally, Chris is so lost it.
So silly.
Finally, we're going over to Poor Hollywood's Pies and Puds. That was a show.
Great show title. All the alliteration. Mm.
You might not know this, but picking strawberries is actually... picking strawberries is more dangerous than you might think. Don't let what happened to this lady... Yes? It's dangerous picking strawberries. Go with me here. Come on, water.
It's not even about your build-up today, Scott.
I know. Well, it's because you keep stopping. Don't let what happened to this lady happen to you.
Paul's asked me to get a really good strawberry, so I've come to a local farm shop. I'm looking for some strawberries that are not too ripe, because if they're too ripe, they won't set, but not too small either, because if they're too small, then all you're going to get is a load of seed in your mouth.
And that was a good game of innuendo bingo.
Oh.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Well played, mate.
Cheers.
Don't forget, Matt Edmondson is here. In for us. 1 till 4 for the next couple of weeks when we do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Oh, that was wet.
Because if they're too small, then all you're going to get is a load of seed in your mouth.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got library tennis today after 3. Two more students who just really want a break from revision in the library. Grunting like tennis players. One has to be louder than the next and the next and the next. So it just goes, starts quiet and then goes up in volume. And they're sat at other ends of the library. Really worked well when we did it the other day. We're going to do it at 3:10, so like an hour from now. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis coming up. And a bit of Kings of Leon. I'm concerned you're not drying off properly after innuendo bingo.
Are you?
Mm. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Because you know if you just sit in those wet clothes, it's not good for you.
Problems happen.
Yeah,
I'm well aware of that.
Okay, but you feel dry now? I might bring some more towels in from home.
I'll tell you what we need. We need some innuendo bingo branded stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about this, weren't we, yesterday after the show. So imagine if we had a pack for people, because a lot of people forget to bring different clothes in. Like Zoe Board did the other day. So imagine if we could just present them with here you are, you can wear this. Because we get like all the paps outside would be taking pictures of it.
Innuendo bingo hoodie.
A hoodie.
It can have the name of the show, the time of the show.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Boom, you're on the Daily Mail online and other sites.
We can give them a small pack that you'd get if you were flying maybe like first class on a plane. So you could have a mini toothbrush.
Bit of mouthwash.
What do they call it? They don't call it a convenience set. They call it like, there's a really posh name for it. Oh,
I have no idea.
But it's like a comfort set. It always sounds really, it's got a really odd name.
Oh, was that from when the last time you were in first class?
Never flown first class, Scott, have you?
No. So, what is it, a toothbrush? I think mouthwash? Maybe a little hairdryer, like a mini hairdryer would be good, because they always have to dry their hair and we can't really do that with a towel.
Yeah.
And I'd say like a small towel as well. And a hoodie, obviously, so they can wear it. Some of the biggest stars in the world will now be wearing those leave the Radio 1 building.
Exactly. We need to make this happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
In the next half hour, it's bangers. Oh, yes to me, winning with Love on Top, Beyonce yesterday.
Oh, it was a dubious one, that, and I'm still 2-1 up.
What was dubious?
The fact that you won that yesterday. A lot of people messaged me yesterday on Twitter throughout the day saying, you know what, David Guetta... work hard, play hard. That song should have won.
Mm.
Is it a tune, that?
Can you remember what you've got today, or do you need to go and look it up?
No. I know. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going slightly old school with this one, but in a good way.
How old?
None of your business.
I've also just chosen my bangers for next week when we do the Radio and Breakfast show, because it's staying on.
Same.
What time are we going to do bangers on Radio and Breakfast? After 9. Oh, he's doing that.
He's doing all sorts of
wiggly hand things,
and one of those was inappropriate.
Mm. After 9, maybe. Yeah, cool. Okay, That's clear.
we might do bangers.
There's definitely
off tonight.
And I've got some. Oh, I chose them all yesterday. I'm so proud of what I've got for you next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's get down to this. Chris.
Hello.
You alright?
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good. Absolutely dandy. How are you, Chris?
I'm very good, mate. Very good. All the better for speaking to you.
Oh, you're a love.
Oh, you're a love. Where are you, please?
Right now, I am in Knaresborough.
Where's that?
Not a clue. Ripon.
Ripon, okay, got you. You sound really familiar to someone we had on not that long ago on Bangers.
Yes, I've been trying to get through for the past couple of days. I have a twin brother, and he got through last week.
Yeah.
He called himself Shorty.
Shorty. I remember Shorty. Yes. Shorty with you. Yeah. I remember him, yeah. Are you sure that it's not just him again?
No. He likes to name himself Shorty. It's our nickname. Oh, we're both actually Shorty, he likes... Yeah.
I see what you're saying, Scott. So we're not going to have a call in a couple of days saying that actually you're triplets and it's the third brother.
No, it's definitely my twin brother.
I can hear the similarities. Let's not forget that Shorty is a neeny, meeny, miny, my lover.
So I've got a song as well then. I thought I'd get away with it, but obviously not.
Shorty chose you.
Shorty is
He did actually choose you, Scott,
didn't he? Oh, I'm hopeful for today then. Right, so do you want to know what we've got?
Yes, quickly before you do, I'd just like to say, Chris, you was robbed yesterday, my friend.
Cheers,
what are you
mate.
On about?
Yeah, I do agree with you. So fair play for...
One of Beyoncé's best songs yesterday, actually. Okay, this is what I've got for you today, though.
Go.
Vaccines, if you want to. You wouldn't really normally expect me to pick something like this. But guess what? Sometimes I like guitar music too.
It's your first bit of guitar music on Bangers, actually, Scott, this, isn't it? It's
no, can't be.
I actually think it is. Do you want to know what I've got?
Yes.
I've gone old school. It's Black Eyed Peas, Pump It.
Not bad.
Not bad? This is great.
Very different. Kind of depends what mood you're in, really, Chris, I suppose.
I'm in rather a jolly mood, to be honest, Scott.
Okay.
How are you reasoning this out in your head?
I'm not reasoning it, to be honest. I'm debating. Your song choice, Scott, it's a bit rockish, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and sometimes I like rock too. It's not all Demi Lovato.
Chris, that is a pretty decent tune.
Let's get going.
Okay, come on then.
Let's do it. Scott, this is not by no means because of my twin brother's decision last time to choose you. I'm just going with the better song, and it is Chris with Pump It Louder.
Cheers.
Definitely.
You're the better brother for it. Well done, mate.
Is he the one that sometimes goes, "For breakfast, I have fish"?
Fish and a rice cake. Right, let's play the song.
Sorry. Good comments. This girl says, "Pump It has made my afternoon of revising 100 times better." Don't leave your name, I just have your Twitter name, but thank you. Great songs. Getting me through revision big time today. Catherine at Chester Uni. Loads of comments coming in. Dan from Sheffield. First time you've actually picked a decent song, Scott, and it doesn't get played. At least you've moved away from your usual stuff, Mills, says Mark in Halifax. You were robbed, says Ed, spraying wheat near Maidenhead.
3-1, mate. 3-1 to me, that is.
This week?
Yeah, 3-1.
It's not that many, is it?
Yeah, it's
not
three
though.
Plus one's four.
No, I've won this week though.
Yeah, once.
Three and one.
3 plus 1 is 4.
4, yeah, and it's Thursday. Got you? I'm back in the room. It is on when we do the breakfast show after 9. Some days it's more complicated, but mostly after mostly after 9, we'll be doing our bangers when we go to breakfast for the next 2 weeks.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have I got food on my face again?
No, you're okay. Right. Why, do you want me to come clean you?
Can you just have a quick look? Because I'm just a bit worried.
No.
Please?
You know, if you're on radio, it doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm still walking around with food on my face. This seems to happen now as one of Chris's kind of daily things. He has to go, you might want to just brush your cheek there, like off of Nan's.
Shall I tell you why? Because I'm one of those friends that will do that kind of thing for you. Everyone else will be scared to tell you you've got food in your face.
But I've always got food on my face.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, but everyone else is afraid to tell you that.
Well, I wish they just would. Hey, listen, after 3, we've got some more Libra tennis. A few people have been on about this. Like Shane, and also this girl in Manchester. Can't wait for Libra tennis, just so I can laugh at the looks they'll be getting while I'm revising myself. That's Sheena in Manchester. So Libra tennis is simple. We get 2 people in the same university library, which obviously are packed out at the moment because loads of people are doing revision for exams and that, and assignments and dissertations. We put them at either sides of the uni library. They have to basically play tennis with their mouths, so just grunt. And the grunts have to get progressively louder. If they don't, whoever fails is out. So you can start off with like a kind of small like, ooh. And then needs to get bigger and bigger and bigger next time. I think we found 2 ideal contestants for this. Library tennis coming in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Use it as your revision break today. Just relax, enjoy it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Plenty of revision going on all over the UK at the moment, which means all the university libraries are pretty full up. Loads of people working on their assignments and dissertations with exams coming up. So I think we should try and ease the stress again. This is the ideal revision break. It's library tennis. Good afternoon, Tom.
Afternoon, Scott. You all right?
Oh, are you in the library now?
I don't like this voice.
I'm on the blue floor, and it's the quiet study room.
Oh, the blue floor.
I know, the students all in little pods in the middle. I'm hiding literally behind literature at the minute.
Behind literature.
Behind literature, yeah.
And what university is this, please, that we join you at?
This is, again, Chester Uni, but Warrington Campus.
Chester, Warrington Campus.
So what's the... describe the atmosphere.
Can't you hear it? Zero.
Oh, my word.
What now?
What have you done?
Someone in the librarian.
Shh.
Is the librarian on the walk?
No, she's just doing her rounds, isn't she?
Yeah. Also, people saying shh in the library. Her.
You sound like you're worried about disturbing wildlife. You sound like you're on a safari.
I feel like it. I'm just changing courts.
Okay. Okay, so I know that you've roped in a friend who is also in the library to do this with you, and that is Bex, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bex.
Hello.
Now, you...
Why is it with the voices?
You've got to be quiet.
No, I know, but there's being quiet. Yeah, you can be quiet and still talk quite normal.
Hi.
Why the heavy breathing?
Hello. Hi, Bex.
Honestly, it's really packed in here. I'm so scared.
Oh, I'm scared for you now. You wanted to do this game.
I did. It's going to be a laugh.
Yeah, it is a laugh. And do you know what? It makes you feel alive.
The adrenaline's pumping through me now.
I bet you are stressed with exams at the moment. So this will just take your mind off it for a few minutes, a bit of light-hearted lols.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you and Tom at opposite ends of the library?
Yeah, I'm in, like, the sporty end, and he's in, like, the history end, I think.
Okay. Can you see each other?
I can't see him, no.
Okay, that's fine.
There's too many people.
You don't really need to see each other. The one we did it the other day, they could see each other, but actually maybe that makes it more of a challenge.
That makes it more intense.
Yeah, I think so. So here's the idea of library tennis. You sit at opposite ends of the library. Someone serves with a tennis-like grunt. After that, Each grunt has to be louder than the one before, or you're out. Whoever bottles it and thinks, I can't do this anymore, or does a quieter grunt, is out of the game.
So ready for this.
I mean, I know it's a weird request, that, isn't it? Asking people to grunt, Scott.
That's what they do on tennis.
But yeah, you've just got to imagine, guys, that you're hitting a ball really hard, because when you hit a ball really hard, you naturally grunt.
Like this. All of the best players do it, and now Tom and Bex at Cheshire University are going to do it too. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah, we're ready.
Born ready. Okay.
So you want to start, you know, nice, simple serve, I think.
Yeah.
Just get it in there. Who's going to serve first? Scott.
Tom, I'll let you go.
So kind of you, thanks.
The last thing I want to do is get you into trouble in the university library. So if you think there's going to be a problem, then just tell me. Okay, so here's library tennis on Radio 1. It's a packed library. Pretty much silent in there with people doing their work. And Tom to serve.
Nice.
Very, kind of
steady.
Entry-level grunt, but
he's
nice.
He's got it in there, Scott.
Very. And Bex.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. A little bit louder, but not much. Tom. Oh. He's gone quite loud, quite quick.
It's almost... you know, quite powerful that was there, Bex. You got a lot to...
definitely went over the net.
To answer to.
Yeah, he went straight in there, didn't he?
Okay, so louder than that is a challenge for you.
Just on the line, I think that one, Bex. Watch out on your next shot, Tom.
Oh, he's good.
Deep.
He's good.
Deep.
Bex, rise to that challenge. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, you're going to just go louder than that.
Take your time.
Yeah, relax.
Step back and give it some. Do the crowd like it, Tom?
I'm just hiding behind some books now.
Hiding behind some books.
What's going on? Are people looking at you?
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
Okay.
Have you got anyone next to you, Bex?
Not really. I'm walking around now.
Okay.
You're walking around?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like hiding in a corner. If I pace, it'll be better.
Yeah.
You're right, at pace, it could help. Are we allowing that, Scott? That's fine, wasn't it?
It's fine, just about, yeah.
Just over the net there from that one, Bex. Watch out.
Is Bex doing all right? Does she need a towel?
Are you okay?
Does she need a banana?
Need a towel.
Tom, over to you.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not in trouble.
What are you doing?
Just playing tennis.
What?
Yeah, we're just playing tennis. Sorry, were you studying?
Is that the umpire?
Yeah, deadlines, yeah. We've got deadlines today?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've already done my work, so I shouldn't mess the class.
All right, okay.
All right, sorry. Yeah, I'll keep it down, sorry. Yeah.
Well, this is getting out of hand now. I think, Bex, unless you have a big shot, we're going to have to call this game a game. Because that girl did not like it.
I'm sweating.
Okay, Bex, everything you've got now for this last one, and you can
really
win this.
Have to lob this
You're going to have to really lob it, Bex.
Okay, are you ready?
Give it your best shot.
Oh, lovely shot.
Oh, everyone's scared.
Tom, have you got anything else to offer?
I can't do any more.
No, I would get out of there now.
Tommy, if you do better than that,
No. I'm already in trouble. They're looking at me. They're murdering me with their eyes.
The librarian's just come to me and I'm running off.
Bex
okay,
wins.
Run! run.
And I've just left one of my mates there.
Well played, Bex.
Bex, yes.
Good game. Yeah. Very good game.
But incredible performances from both contestants there.
I'm literally walking out now.
Good. Tom, are you not still in there, are you?
No, of course, I've left.
Good, very, very wise.
You sound exhausted, both of you.
I am. I swear, it is more exhausting than actual tennis.
Oh. I'm outside.
Are you
I'm
out?
I'm outside, and I've just got some fresh air.
Ah, and relax. Are you together now?
Good day.
same. Good day.
Shake hands.
We're shaking hands.
So you're both safe, and just to check, neither of you are actually in trouble, are you?
No, no, it's all fine. It's all good. I think we're okay.
It's all good. I'm going to go back to bed now.
Oh, good. Excellent student life.
In it.
Well, it's an exhausting game, that. You deserve a good sleep.
Thanks.
That was excellent library tennis today. Tom and Bex at Cheshire University, Warrington Campus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. The bit where he was like, well, I'm just playing tennis to that girl.
I loved his instincts there.
And we've just got a action replay of the winning shot here for you. Here it is again.
Okay, are you ready?
Give it your best shot.
Lovely shot.
I do love a slow-mo. The Scott Mills Daily. This is BBC Radio 1, and Greg James is here to play Real or No Real. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and nice to see everyone sober.
Nice to see you sober.
For a change.
Yeah, I know it makes a change, doesn't it? Coming up, we've got Years and Years and Tuvalu with Desire. Don't know why they put her on it, but they've re-released it.
A refresh.
Yeah, just a little refresh for 2016. And Chris's favourite song at the moment, Sticker Situation.
Oh, it's the best, isn't it?
Kiko Bun.
I love that song.
Last one.
Oh, he DM'd me earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, slid into the DMs, did he?
Got well excited. Slid into the DMs. And then I think it's one of those DMs that, you know, sometimes you get sent a sort of generic DM when you follow someone.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got, I'm sorry to say, but I got that as well because I followed him. I followed him this week and it's like, hey, man, thanks for following Kiko Bun.
Oh, hang on just a second.
You got it as well.
Basically, yes, says, I've got it as well, yeah. Yeah.
It names some DJs that have been supporting Sticky Situation.
It does. Annie Mac.
That's right. Yep.
Raz Kwami. Yeah. And someone else. But not, we're not on there. But it's nice to get the DM anyway.
It's nice to get the DM. It was exciting to get the DM.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
In anticipation of the proms, BBC Three are launching a new programme to find a dog that can play the piano.
Oh, not another dog one.
Stop getting dogs to do things.
This is after that show we talked about quite a lot, where they tried to get a dog to fly a plane, and eventually it could.
Do you know what it is? They've just run out of ideas, so now they're doing all the same ideas they've done before, but with dogs. Before you know it, there'll be a dog cookery show. It'll be Master Dog, or something like that.
8 out of 10 dogs.
Yeah, yes.
And it'll just be 8 out of 10 cats, but hosted by dogs.
It's all just going to be the same shows, but doggy style.
Sure. In fact, that's quite a good name for if Channel 4 do it.
It actually is. And they would call it that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
No, Alan Channel Carr. 4, doggy style.
Alan Carr, chatty man, doggy style.
So, can this be right? The BBC Proms, they're launching a new programme to find a dog that can play a piano.
Why don't they do, if they are doing this, then Cruft should be for humans.
Yes.
I would love to enter that. I'd love to jump through a little hoop of fire and then get a Bonio at the end. That's a dog treat, by the way.
What is that? What's that? Is that the award then?
No, that's
that
not
the,
me.
Is that the trophy?
No, it's a treat. It's not excitement. It's.
I know what you mean. Yeah, so you jump through the hoop and then you get a Bonio.
Yeah, that's normally what happens when you jump through a hoop.
And then the dog playing a piano. I mean, you see these things on YouTube, don't you?
Do you?
Dogs playing. No, well, it's,
oh, you know, right,
I'll tell you what you see. On Britain's Got Talent, you see, hey, I've got my dog here. It sings.
No one's walked onto the stage and gone, hey, I've got my dog here.
Dog here sings, right? So they all entertain. All four of them go on then, plough on. Dog goes to sing. They play the backing music. Dog occasionally barks, right? Yeah. And they call that singing.
Mm. It's like that one on last week, the dog on Britain's Got Talent last week. It wasn't great, was it?
Also,
following its owner around.
It's never good. It's
and like, oh, that, what a brilliant act. It wasn't.
Even the doggy plane show, that dog did not take off and land that plane on its own.
No. And if it hit turbulence, there'll be a problem, I think.
Right? It's like
a pretty smooth plane ride.
BBC Three are going to spend good time and money now searching for a dog that can play the piano. I'll save them the bother. You won't find a dog that can play the piano.
No.
Properly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Waste of money, you think?
Totally.
The Great British Bark Off would be what the cooking one is called.
Yeah.
Great.
Real or No Real? Piano playing dog for BBC Proms?
Well, BBC Three does lead the way with things.
Yeah, I'm not good at this pun game.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm going to go real.
I think this is a made-up tale.
That one is no real.
You were correct to go no real,
thank
Greg
you,
James.
Thank you.
Even though last week we found out that a dog can successfully play a plane, BBC Three are not launching a programme to find a piano-playing dog. Chris still doubts whether that dog can fly that plane, but that's what they said on Sky One, and I believe them.
If we were to arrange for you to get in a plane and the dog's flying, would you then believe it? Would you
this
take,
what
the
I'm
risk?
If take the risk? If people genuinely think the dog can fly, right, that let that dog be your pilot. Do you know what I mean?
Would you let it be your pilot?
Would I? No, yeah. Of course I wouldn't.
Summer holiday.
Fly the plane.
Take you away on holiday.
Exactly. If you believe, let's get the producers of that show, Dogs Might Fly. If you believe it this much, let that dog fly you on holiday on EasyJet to Marbella.
You know when you get on the plane and the pilot sort of says hello and the doors open and they're just doing their checks? You look round and the dog turns round and just barks at you with a pen in its paw.
So reassuring. And next.
Great British Bake Off star Mary Berry is to attend her first Glastonbury this year. At the age of 81.
100%. This must be true. She did Ibiza a couple of years ago, didn't she?
I think it was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
But she has been to Ibiza, yes.
Did she go to the north, which is all nice and villas and stuff, or did she have it?
No, I think she went manumission.
Really? What about clubs?
It is a club.
So Mary Berry just get involved in Glastonbury. Is she attending to work though? Because they do cookery courses and that at Glastonbury as well, don't they? There's random stuff going on in random tents.
Well, there's loads. I mean, this would be perfect if there was a sort of Great British Bake Off stage and she was just hosting
on
a cook-along.
On pyramid stage, Mary Berry.
I've seen some right things at Glastonbury, especially up in those healing fields.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's where Mary could be. Like, it's where all the kind of hippies go and all the people are there in their teepees and that with no clothes on. It all happens up there in the further away fields.
Yeah, well, she'd be a great attraction, I think, for people, because we're like, oh my God, it's so ironic. Like, Mary Berry's at Glastonbury. Mm.
But maybe she is on main stage. Maybe she's doing the Lionel Richie gig from last year.
She's not doing
main
stage.
You know, where they get someone sort of more of a veteran.
No, I think she's involved
in the Dolly Parton slot.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
It's Mary Berry just doing a bake-off on.
No, she's not doing that. If anything, she'll be there, like, up in the healing fields, in a teepee, going, who wants to try some of my icing sugar?
Yeah. That's it, baking brownies.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Okay. Real or no real?
The thing is, this is real because I saw the bloke from Homes Under the Hammer there one year.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, Martin?
Martin. Yeah, he was just wandering around.
Not Dion Dublin?
Not Dion Dublin. No, Martin. Real, this is real.
Was he in the healing fields?
No, I don't know what he was doing. Auctioning, I don't know.
I'm going to go Mary Berry to go to Glastonbury. Yeah, too right. I'm going to go real.
Right?
Real.
Both real.
That one is real.
Yes. It's true. Mary Berry is up for some music and some mayhem at Glastonbury with her Bake Off co-host, Mel Gedroyk, who says that Mary can out-twerk everyone and actually often is the last one standing. All the rest are under the table at the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 10, Greg got 20.
We've been shortchanged.
We've been cut short there.
Yeah,
cut
sorry.
Okay, fine.
Time is money, loves. What's on the show today?
Sia is on the show at 5:10 this afternoon.
Is she?
Is he?
Is he? That was a slip.
Yes, he is.
I've slipped.
He's hit. He's back.
He's here. It's like on the iPlayer radio this morning when it's like, I was listening and it was like, and Nick will be waking up blonde ahead of her live lounge. That's not a girl.
It's two blokes in Bristol.
Yeah. Anyway, looking forward to Sia, and he'll be here after 5.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow and for the next 2 weeks, Grimmy is off, so we are taking over the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Tomorrow, we've got Little Mix, and then at 8 o'clock, Michael McIntyre live. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.